Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Pain and Pendergast.
All right, good to be with you, Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. So, would you do this deal? ESPN.com.
Yes.
Hold tight. Hang on. ESPN.com has five offers that would change the title race. And this is talking about the NBA. Obviously, you can't make an NFL trade. NBA trade deadline coming up in a few weeks. The Rockets are on here. This would be a fascinating deal. Does it happen? Probably not. But it's fun to dream. It's fun to have a team that is at this stage of their, I don't even call it a rebuild now. Like, they're just a really good basketball team. Like, now it's just a question, are they a title contender that should be looking at making finishing moves like this? Because this would for sure be more of a finishing move, because the central figure in this trade is getting on in years, but he's still very effective and fills a definitive need for the Rockets, which is the ability to shoot outside of the three-point arc at an elite level.
He's the guy that many other teams before have looked at as, hey, maybe this guy is the missing piece and so winning a championship.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was right in one of those stops twice. Granted, they'd already won a championship, and everybody hated him for going there.
Could this guy be the missing piece in continuing a freakish run of championship runs?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So the trade, if you can read the tea leaves here, the trade would involve Kevin Durant coming to the Houston Rockets. Here's the deal. This is ESPN.com, the author of the article, to give proper attribution. Oh, it just says NBA insiders. Okay. So the trade goes like this. The Rockets would get Kevin Durant and then center Bol Bol, Manute Ball's kid, guard Monty Morris, guard Damian Lee. Obviously, Durant is the central figure. The rest of this stuff just is in there to make salaries work out. This is what the Rockets would have to ship out. Dylan Brooks, Cam Whitmore, Jayshon Tate, Jeff Green, Jock Landale, and they would be giving Phoenix's two first-round picks in 2025 and 2027, back to the Suns.
Okay, that's right. You confused me there for a second. Right. So Phoenix gets those picks back. So you're trading two first-round picks, which, you know, the rule in Houston is whenever you trade away a first-round pick, you say, well, yeah, who cares?
Right.
They're always like a 29 or 30. Who hurts there? It does not... Even though Cam Whitmore, I know, look, Cam Whitmore has shown up more and more. He's got opportunities now. But I'm not going to cry a million tears for that. Dylan Brooks is the one, I guess, that I just... He's been such a core part of changing the core around and the attitude, plus his actual play. Dylan Brooks is the one that hurts. But then the basketball fan in me, when I hear the name Kevin Durant, my eyes get all googly. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you got to get Kevin Durant. Whenever you got a chance to get Kevin Durant, who the hell cares about anything else?
This is this would be a trade that if they were the 9 seed right now in the Western Conference, I would say don't do this. But we've got a half a season worth of evidence here. And this half a season worth of evidence where they've had to deal with some injuries. You know, like there have been guys, you know, like Amen Thompson missed some games suspended. You know, Tari Eason is a big part of this team. He's been banged up quite a bit. I love this trade. I absolutely love this trade because, in essence, I don't know that Cam Whitmore is part of the future. I think Cam Whitmore might end up being a 20-point-a-game scorer somewhere. It's not going to be on the Houston Rockets. And the fact that he's got some Deontay Johnson in him is I could see. I said this, Seth, the day that we played that audio of him agitating about his playing time there's a little Deontay Johnson and Cam Whitmore. Like I think whatever big trade they end up making, he'll be part of it just because he's expendable and his attitude makes him even more expendable. You've got young guy. The first round picks, I know you were joking about that just now, like, hey, he's first round pick. To the Rockets, they really don't mean anything. They don't need any more young guys, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, for different reasons now, though, too. Used to be that, not because, to be clear, these are Phoenix's picks.
Yes.
So it does, like, they're going to be better picks than whatever the Rockets' record puts them at. But, right, for different reasons, I don't want to say, you know, like, act like you don't care about first-round picks, but... It's a much different. You're not in a building environment right now as much as you have been in the past.
The one that you go, okay, this hurts. Like if you were just forget that it's a trade. Let's just pretend you were to lose this guy for any period of time. Like Dylan Brooks brings something to this team. Dylan Brooks is an elite defender. He you know, he's not a great shooter, but he can knock shots down. He absolutely brings a swagger and a snarl to this team that. It matters a whole lot more when you're in uniform than sitting in street clothes, you know, like that kind. Jayshon Tate, Jeff Green, Jock Landale, like that's just chum to me. You know what I mean? Like this is a Kevin Durant for Dylan Brooks, Cam Whitmore in those two first round picks, and I would do that trade in a heartbeat, man. Can you imagine a starting lineup of Fred VanVleet, Jalen Green in your backcourt, and your front court is Amen Thompson, Kevin Durant, and Alperen Şengün?
Yeah. So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I like the only thing I wonder about.
Talk me out of it, Seth.
My knee jerk reaction and thought is this: that it is still a young team. When you talk about a lot of the critical and crucial guys on the team, they're still very young. And Dylan Brooks has been part of a veteran core that's brought a very blue collar mentality to help infuse a blue collar mentality into him. So I guess I just wonder, it's not like Kevin Durant, you know, like Kevin Durant plays defense and everything. I'm not acting like he's, you know, he's also the kind of guy who's in Golden State was the exact opposite of Draymond Green. And it felt like he didn't quite fit the culture there, all of that. I guess I just worry a little bit about tinkering with the chemistry.
Yeah.
Which, and I know what that sounds like. You're like, okay, you're worried about chemistry when you're also talking about bringing in Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
only because it is still a very young team. Mm-hmm. And that, I guess that's what, if it doesn't work out, like if it doesn't, if this isn't the move that puts them over the top or gets them a championship this year or what have you, like what does that do for the development over those guys over the next several years or long term? And that's the only, and I'm only bringing it up because that's my knee-jerk thought to it.
Sure.
I don't think it doesn't outweigh the fact that you're bringing Kevin Durant onto the team.
Yeah, I think if that were your major concern and my goal was to like soothe your concerns, I would say that's a more valid concern if Mike D'Antoni's the head coach.
Right?
And you're the dog that you are trying to inject into this team is having to come from the player constituency. Ime Udoka is your head coach. I never worry about the intensity, the dog, whatever it is you want to call it, of this team. As long as that guy's the head coach, then I think you can afford to lose Dylan Brooks in a deal that brings in a future Hall of Famer who fills a need. Like I don't want anything to do with Jimmy Butler. But Kevin Durant, like, this team has offensive issues, man, and he fills that for you, you know? And he's not a guy who's got to be ball dominant either, man. Like, he can be the end point on all this stuff, just posting up at the three-point line.
And it is, and also, too, if you look at it, and all right, okay, do they lose a little defensively? Sure, perhaps. But it's that right now defense is not the issue at all. They've got room to maneuver a little bit to take some hits defensively. Mm-hmm. The offense is the thing that when you look at it and you think about, okay, this team in a 7-game series, can they get away with not being a good shooting basketball team? Durant solves a lot of those issues.
For sure.
I feel like it's a slam dunk.
Yeah. If it's available, this is a dream article here, but I would do this. I mean, you're chasing teams right now.
Who says no on this? Which team says no on this?
I think right now it would be Phoenix because I think they probably still feel like there's enough runway left in the season for them.
They're 500.
Like they're kind of in that 9-10 range right now. But if you get to the trade deadline and, you know, and we know in the NBA, it's not just the team making the decision. Like if Kevin Durant wants to agitate enough and he knows that he's got a landing spot in Houston, he can agitate for the trade.
Yeah, we got to make him unhappier. Yes. Let's float some rumors irresponsibly.
Let's smash up his car and paint on it as if the Suns did that to his car, like Jefferson in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes, I think that's the most ethical route to take.
Yes, I agree. All right, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. Would you do that deal? Text in 713-572-4610. JJ Watt was on Pat McAfee yesterday. I love hearing a Hall of Famer that was a Texans defensive player talk about this Texans defense. JJ Watt breaks down the Chiefs and the Texans and provide some commentary on what's going on up in Dallas, too. I love that. Yeah, we'll do that coming up next.